This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananthar with the news, the headlines first. International Tiger Day 2023 being celebrated today. Nepal's tiger population sees remarkable growth. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Sresta has warned, irrespective of party and family, anyone involved in corruption won't be spared. And four military aircrew missing in Australia helicopter crash. Now the news in detail. International Tiger Day, also known as World Tiger Day, is being celebrated today across the world, including Nepal, marking a momentous achievement in both global and national tiger conservation efforts as the tiger population nearly triples in the country. The national theme for World Tiger Day 2023 is Human-Tiger Coexistence, as Nepal faces formidable challenges in managing the surge in tiger numbers and addressing the escalating human-tiger conflicts. The Ministry of Forest and Environment in Nepal is hosting a special event at Central Zoo in Jaula Khel, Lalitpur. On this World Tiger Day, Nepal and the global community unite to affirm that commitment to tiger conservation, acknowledging the crucial role these magnificent creatures play in preserving biodiversity. President Ramchandra Poudil has said tiger conservation would be significant for tourism promotion and economic development of Nepal. In a message today on the occasion of Global Tiger Day 2023, President Poudil called on the concerned authorities, public and conservationists to involve in the sustainable management of tiger conservation by considering the fact. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that Nepal has succeeded in maintaining its identity as a leading country in the world in the conservation of rare wild animal species, including the tigers. On the occasion of World Tiger Day today, he congratulated everyone on Nepal's goal of doubling the number of tigers by the year 2022, which has been achieved ahead of schedule. He has thanked the active Ministry of Forest and Environment, National Parks and Wildlife Conservation Department, Forest and Land Conservation Department, Nepal Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police, National and International Conservation Partner Organization, staff and local community for achieving the set target. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Sresta has warned that anyone involved in corruption, fraud and irregularity would be booked irrespective of party and family he or she belongs to. Addressing a program organized at the National Martyrs and Peace Garden of Jagdol today, Deputy Prime Minister Sresta reiterated that anyone from any political party, family or position but involved in corruption would not be left scot-free. He said good governance is the first priority and prerequisite of present government, adding that prosperity cannot take a pace in the absence of good governance. Sresta, however, said all-side cooperation is required to make success the government's move against bad governance. Kathmandu Metropolitan City is to carry out monitoring to make its campaign of prohibiting the use of plastic bags below 40 microns successful. Although the Kathmandu Metropolitan City has launched a campaign from July 17, it would carry out regular monitoring regarding its implementation. Chief of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Environment Department, Rabin Man Shrestha, said five joint teams of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Environment Department and Kathmandu Metropolitan City Police Force would be deputed for the monitoring. The teams would check the weight of plastic bags from micrometer and further action would be taken if the used plastic bags and products are found below 40 microns. 13 families of Bajura district have been displaced due to flood and landslide. According to the District Police Office Bajura, 13 families of Himali and Gaumur Rural Municipality have been displaced due to flood and landslide that yesterday, as well as dozen of houses are at the risk due to this. Police Inspector Ranindra Singh Kathayat said a house of Diplial Buddha of Himali Rural Municipality 3, Yuna, was completely damaged due to the landslide occurred on Friday morning. Vice Chairperson of Gaumur Rural Municipality Sita Thapa shared that five families of Bihari and seven of Dalkanda has also been displaced. The Narayanganj Mugling Road, which was blocked due to landslide, has been put into operation. The road was blocked due to a landslide in Kalikola of this road section. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police and Spokesperson of District Police Office Chitwan, Vijay Raj Pandit, the landslide occurred in Ichakamana, Rural Municipality 6, Kalikola, at 7 a.m. today. The landslide was removed by 8:55 a.m. and the road was put into operation. The vehicles stopped due to the landslide are heading towards their destination after the landslide has moved away. Due to landslide, this road section has been blocked several times. A dead body was found in Madi River at Bias Municipality 10 in Tonahu District today. District Police Office Tonahu said identification of the dead body that was floating in the riverbank is yet to be ascertained. Locals had notified the police after spotting the dead body, which is estimated to belong to a man in his 50s. Police said the lifeless body has been brought to Damauli to post-mortem. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Four people are missing after a military helicopter crashed off the coast of Queensland in Australia. The incident took place during a nighttime training exercise between the Australian and US military off Lindman Island last night. Defence Minister Richard Marles said a search and rescue mission was immediately launched. He said that the MRH-90 Taipan helicopter crashed near the island in the Whitsundays at about 10:30 p.m. local time. Speaking at the same press briefing, the Chief of the Defence Force, Angus Campbell, said it was a terrible moment. He said he appreciated the support provided by civil agencies, the police, the public and our US allies to assist the search and rescue operation so far. At least five people are understood to have been injured after missiles hit two buildings in eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro. A BBC team on the ground confirmed the top floor of a large residential tower block was almost completely destroyed in the strike last evening. According to President Volodymyr Zelensky, a building belonging to Ukraine's security service was also hit. He blamed Russian missile terror for the damage to the buildings. Mr. Zelensky posted a video on Telegraph showing smoke rising from damaged buildings and a fire at street level. Regional governor said that two children aged 14 and 17 were among the injured. He added that they were being treated at home. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of hilly regions of the country and in a few places of the rest of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki province. For tonight, the division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province, and at a few places in the west of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province. Currently, there is a partial influence of monsoon air in Nepal. The axis of monsoon trough is located south of Sardar Place. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. International Tiger Day 2023 being celebrated today, Nepal's tiger population sees remarkable growth. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Srestha has warned, irrespective of party and family, anyone involved in corruption won't be spared. And four military aircrew missing in Australia helicopter crash. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.